Good evening, everybody. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. My name is Alexandra Fernandez. Today on air with me, I have Jeff Hendry, who is the Chief Operating Officer at Sustainable Kingston. The Kingston Climate Change Symposium is happening this coming January 19th at 9 a.m., which is a very exciting event. It is a free event and open to the public, and it is all ages as well. And without further ado, let's welcome Jeff onto CFRC 101.9 FM to talk with us about the Kingston Climate Change Symposium as well as Sustainable Kingston. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your role as COO at Sustainable Kingston, please?
Sure. Yeah, I'm the Chief Operating Officer at Sustainable Kingston, and I've been with Sustainable Kingston for about 3 years now.
Awesome. And so, like we said, the Climate Change Symposium is happening this coming Thursday, January 19th, starting at 9 a.m., and is hosted by Sustainable Kingston in partnership with a lot of different organizations as well. What exactly is the aim of this event for people who have been before, who haven't been before? What can they sort of expect and hope to take away from it?
Yeah, our aim and the event is partnered, our main partners, of course, is with the City of Kingston. And our goal is to engage and educate and enlighten residents of Kingston and beyond with regards to issues pertaining to the climate crisis. So, you know, our past speakers have included Sheila Watt-Cloutier and Joanna Wagstaff, meteorologist Joanna Wagstaff. And this year, we're thrilled to have a former Minister of Environment and Climate Change, Catherine McKenna, and also anti-poverty activist Paul Taylor, and a energy panel that includes Lucas Duchesne from the CFB Kingston, Russell Horn from the City of Kingston, Dr. Kyla Tianhara, who is a professor at Queen's University, and Abdul Renzak Jendi, who is at the Kingston Economic Development Corporation.
Very exciting to have a lot of people from, like you said, different walks of life who can kind of, you know, contribute all these different perspectives and things like that. And in regards to that, why do you, I guess you believe that, you know, having all these different perspectives is important in, you know, teaching and educating people about climate change, especially, you know, after the last few years when it's been a very big talk, especially about like intersectional climate activism and things like that.
Certainly, yeah. And I mean, with Catherine McKenna, obviously, she has been around the table with world leaders and has had access that a lot of us don't have. And so she's able to speak from that perspective. The, you know, Paul Taylor has been doing incredible work for years in Toronto, revolutionizing how food security or food insecurity is addressed. And he has a really great, you know, grassroots approach and grassroots perspective. You know, and then with regards to our energy panel, you have folks from the private sector, large institutions, and you know, the City of Kingston. So all levels of government and private public sectors. And, you know, we aim obviously to have a diverse group of voices, not only from background, but also other perspectives.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And how long has the symposium been around for as part of Sustainable Kingston, and what has it sort of grown to since its beginning?
Yeah, well, this is our sixth year.
And okay, awesome.
Yeah, the first 4 years were in person, and then the pandemic hit. And so the past two symposiums, including this one, have been online. It was really interesting having the experience doing the online symposium last year, in that we were able to welcome speakers that we might not otherwise have been able to include.
Yeah.
And as well, basically make the event accessible to folks either living outside of the region or people who aren't able to attend in person. Mm-hmm. So there's some real benefits for doing it online.
Definitely, yeah. It grows your audience and also, yeah, like you said, the people that you can also bring to speak. And can you tell us a little bit more about some of the speakers who will be present at the symposium? I know you went into a little bit of detail, but if you can elaborate just a bit more, that would be great.
Sure, yeah. So our keynote speaker is the Honorable Catherine McKenna, who, again, was the former Minister of the Environment and Climate Change. And is now doing a lot of tremendous work at the United Nations and through her own consulting. And so she's going to speak about nature-based solutions and sustainable infrastructure, and again, bring that senior policy perspective. Paul Taylor was with FoodShare Toronto for many years and now is also involved in a consultant role, and he's going to speak about food insecurity and climate change. He does a lot of great work with nonprofits throughout the country, and so again, he has a really great perspective from the nonprofit side. And then our panel, I'm going to be moderating the panel, and what we're hoping to talk about is sort of the through lines with all of the speakers. So for example, you know, CFP Kingston is going through a very large retrofit program. It's one of the largest in federal government building retrofit projects. Mm-hmm. And so Lucas is able to talk a bit about, you know, the nuts and bolts of that. Dr. Kyla Tianhara has been doing some research about energy retrofit programs that also address inequality and affordable housing. And so it's going to be really great to have those perspectives. But some of the things that tie those discussions around are relate to technology and accessibility and some of the larger trends that impact everyone's experience in trying to decarbonize. The event is hosted by broadcaster, author, comedian Ali Hassan, who hosted last year and did an amazing job. And Ali's such a gifted broadcaster, and he really brings a lot of he brings a little bit of levity to the event, but also he's not an expert, and so mm-hmm. it's in many ways perfect to host the event, and also you know, be a voice for all of us who are not necessarily experts in climate change, and hopefully the message is you don't have to be an expert. This isn't something that, you know, if you don't have an environmental science degree, that's fine. You're welcome to attend, and you will understand and learn a lot from this event.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's so amazing to, you know, make it accessible, because I think events like this, you know, sound intimidating to people because they're like, oh, well, I don't really know too much about this. I don't have that science background, so maybe I won't understand a single thing. But again, you know, the whole point of these symposiums and these conferences is to invite people in to learn more and to see how they can make a change, what is really going on out there that we don't know about, that we're not hearing about necessarily, and things like that. So no, that's really important and really amazing things that Sustainable Kingston is doing for this conference. So yeah, that's great.
Yeah, and you know, sorry, just to add to that.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't have a science background myself.
Okay.
I'm a theater kid with a, you know, professional background in the nonprofit sector. So I'm in this role, I've gotten to learn a lot about particularly the energy space. Mm-hmm. and the science of climate change. But again, it's not a requirement to engage and take action.
Yeah, for sure. And thank you for sharing that, because I think that will, you know, be very reassuring for people as well. And, you know, just in what sort of ways can residents here in the Kingston area, and honestly, anyone listening to this, how can they, you know, do things to implement sustainable practices into their daily lives? I think that's also something that people find very intimidating, and they don't really know where to begin. So what are some simple ways that people can start doing so, especially now that we're in a new year? Maybe it's a New Year's resolution for some. Do you have any, I guess, suggestions?
Yeah, I think, you know, the old cliche is we manage what we measure. So the first step sometimes is to measure your carbon footprint. There's lots of different ways you can do that, online tools where you can plug in, you know, the number of kilometers you drive every day, and how many lights you're leaving on, all that stuff that gives you a general idea. And mm-hmm. It's establishing that benchmark is important. And then when looking at that, it's important to see, well, what's the biggest driver of your carbon footprint? You know, mm-hmm. what's really causing a lot of emissions, and then chip away at that. You know, if meat consumption, for example, is a big one, and so if you can reduce the amount of meat you're eating or preparing, that's key. we're heavily involved in the home energy retrofit space. So, you know, if you are a homeowner and you have the opportunity to examine your building envelope and look at some of the really great grants and loans that are available to retrofit your space and potentially convert, you know, move away from oil and gas and move towards the all season electric heat pump, that's great. So there's small steps and big steps you can take, but I think the first step is really getting a good handle on, you know, what you're doing day to day that is causing the most impact.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Thank you so much. And lastly, how can people attend the symposium happening on Thursday morning?
So you can register for free and you can go to sustainablekingston.com and you will find a link to the online registration. The other thing I would encourage, last year we had a number of students participate, both obviously at the post-secondary level, but also high school students, and that was awesome. Great. We really appreciate that and hope that students participate. And so teachers can also register their class. And we just ask that you send a little note letting us know that you're attending. So we give you a shout out and we know that you're there. You can register online at sustainablekingston.com.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Jeff, for joining me on air to discuss the Climate Change Symposium happening. Again, that is on Thursday, January 19th at 9 a.m. You can register online by going to sustainablekingston.com and sign up there. But thank you so much, Jeff, for joining me. It's been a pleasure speaking with you, and best of luck at the symposium.
Thanks so much. Appreciate the opportunity.